Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
No, we are going to start with that. Hello, 7 half of the hour. This is the DJV program, full of entertaining conversation, informative conversation, if I do say so myself. But we don't think small here. Right, ladies? We think big. Yes. Big time. Think big thinkers. Jennifer Horn, big thinker. Victoria Keelan, big thinker. Jay Kirshner, big thinker. So we're all here. Kind of love that we have the ability to talk about so much. There is much focus, as is usual and has been, unfortunately, the usual. We get away from whether Trump is the next president of the United States or not. The situation with COVID grounds a lot of us, I think. The rural hospital situation. There's so many of our stations that are in rural America. So many people listening to this program. But you get that, Jay. When you look at the when we're looking at all our social media, do you think half of the comments come from rural America? You can identify, maybe you don't even know where some of these, you know where the states are, you don't know where some of the towns are. That
yeah, I don't even know how to pronounce some of the towns. I'm always asking you, Doug, or I'm starting spelling them, because I don't want to butcher anything. And I feel like some states have the same names for things, or it's the same spelling, but they're all pronounced differently depending on what state you're in.
Yeah, right. Well, some of the rural hospitals around the country are struggling financially, and that could mean a lack of access to health care. We were talking about this, so I was nosing around, ladies, a little bit to see where all of this was going. There was a report that was just issued by the American Hospital Association. Hospitals here in our country and healthcare systems are going to lose $100 billion in revenue this year because of COVID. So that money is all going to come in the form of relief. Some people even said it could be 200. Last year, hospitals lost $300 billion. Imagine that. And it speaks
to elective surgeries.
Right, yeah. Exactly. It speaks back to the things we were talking about. This was required usage of the hospitals. And in some cases, everybody made this big fuss. There were empty beds in a lot of hospitals, especially rural hospitals in America. So anyway, the financial challenges here. So what does that mean to you in terms of the kind of services you'll be allowed to get at various hospitals? You may now have to travel a good deal because some of the rural hospitals won't be able to afford some of the specialty doctors and services that they used to provide because they just don't have any money. $4.4 billion in provider relief funds in this current act. But if they lost, what, $300 billion and now $4 billion, what does that do? I guess it helps a little bit. But anyway, I think that's another one of the things that happens in our country. And because I'm so focused on agriculture and that part of my life is so important, I live in a suburban it's not even an agricultural community. I make it an agricultural community, but it's not really. But there are other towns around. But because we're so close to a big city, I mean, there's probably, if there is another city that challenges Boston in terms of the amount of hospital space and the amount of knowledge, I don't know what it is. Maybe New York to a point, maybe Los Angeles. But most people, I'm happy to be here. If I'm sick, I know where I'm going to go. I mean, if I really need attention, there's Tufts, there's the UMass facility, there is the Mass General facility, lots and lots of them. And so, but, you know, there are like hospitals in Tennessee, where you are, Jay, 15 hospitals have closed in the past year. In Georgia, 8. Wow. Let's see here. Where else? Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, North Carolina, all have 7 closures, even since the beginning of the year. Alabama, 6. Florida, 5. So the charts here are really, it's an amazing reality to think about where we were before all of this. And I go back to, you know, we look at some of the superficial causes, but back to the real root cause, and that's the Chinese government and the coronavirus and what is or isn't being done to make sure. You were talking about how Samsung is going to expand in Austin. One of the things that's good is there's a lot of business in Texas because it's a favorable tax state, that sort of thing, and there's a lot of people that have moved there. But what people are not realizing, California's loss, people say, is Texas's gain. Well, that's swell if you have the infrastructure to take care of it. But things are so bad in California right now, people are leaving in droves, and they're going to places that can't handle the population. And Austin's a perfect example.
More people are leaving than coming into California.
Right. But they're going to places like San Antonio and Austin, and they don't have, they're choking. They don't have housing. They don't have, try to buy a house in Austin. Just try to find a house. Never mind pay for it. You can't. And so, you look at all of this stuff, it's whether the state can even handle it. And that then brings us around to, I go to you, Jay, because in Nashville, it's a cosmopolitan area. People, there's a lot of hubbub and entertainment stuff there. But when you get to the outskirts of town, Tennessee is considered to be an ag state. But if you go to Knoxville, you go to Nashville, there's a lot of activity going on there. Big school in Nashville that brings a lot of people in. So are they handling, how much influx do you think there is in population there, and can the facilities handle it?
Oh, it's a complete seller's market right now because everybody wants to move in and there's just not enough people actually selling. And it's always crazy here because, especially in Nashville, it's a tourist community. We thrive off of tourism.
Right. Yeah. Well, I just got to wonder how all of these things are going to shake out, if you will. And then there is this business about shipping. We don't grow everything here. We've had to bring some foods in from others. We were talking earlier about how much food's being wasted and what goes on there. It seems, we keep talking about Dr. Oz. There was a segment on his program about what sort of solid waste is created here and then the focus around the world. So we were talking about what is wasted here in our country. So let's move it. Let's expand that a little bit. There are 2 billion metric tons of solid waste annually coming from just the high-income countries, our country, Europe, that sort of thing. The average, and with that, the study Dr. Oz did, since 1999, the average American waist size for men has grown from 38 to 40 inches. The average waist size for women has gone from 36 to 39 inches. Imagine that. The numbers, mostly the belly fat comes from what we're eating, how much food we eat. See, that's another thing. I don't want us to feel guilty about how much we eat, but we eat too much, right? When you go to a restaurant, people always talk about, let's go to the California Pizza Kitchen, or let's go to what's the other one that's out there that... It's missing.
All restaurants in America have any European who comes to America and they go to a restaurant and they have a plate put in front of them. Their eyes bug out of their heads. They're like, "This is enough for three people." Yes. I mean, there's just the portion control in this country. There is no control. There is no portion control.
Yeah, and then there are the exporters that are trying to get food. excuse me, our excess food that we grow here. We've been the breadbasket, so we're trying to get the food that is needed around the rest of the world, like potatoes and grain and that sort of thing. There is a problem getting it shipped, because when the ships, at least what's happened this past year, have gotten to their destinations, the countries have held up because they're wondering, can we possibly in places like Africa, they think that the COVID is transferred by food. So when food is shipped into some port in Africa, they just let it sit on the ship until they, quote-unquote, figure out whether it has any disease in it. Meanwhile, it rots in the ship, and that's the end of that. So there are a lot of things that are coming out of this that we really don't know. We haven't talked much about what has happened. The agricultural condition, the food-growing condition in our world, never mind our country, is very much challenged at the moment. And so we're trying to, we do have excess stuff. The Chinese have bought lots of food. They don't want to admit to the fact that what they're growing is junk, and the people are not responding to the stuff unless there's nothing else to eat. They're trying to buy things from us. And so they blame, they're not buying as much, they say, because of the tariffs. So they're more interested in the money than there are their people, which I guess you could figure that's typical China. But it's really the way this thing that the Chinese government created has affected the world and disrupted pretty much everything. We you know, we talk about our health and some of our jobs and stuff, but our worlds have been upended by this. And the impact, the more you look around, the more you see, my God, what in the world is going on here? And it's it's a lot to deal with. There's no question about that. Speaking of dealing, our DJV download that you get at djvshow.com, the most recent one, is a focus in part on the Iraqi missile attack. Wasn't there another one, too? How many of these has there been?
One this week.
Yeah, 13 people, I don't know, killed in that. And then we focus on the California crash with all of the, that's been declared. I think they figured out, right, that these people coming out of the Mexican border in this SUV were all here to be.
Well, they haven't made it official yet. They can't tell you that the truck, the expedition burst through the border wall. So I would imagine that it is probably a human trafficking thing.
Yeah,
and that's
right.
The one that 13 people died as a part of. So sad.
Yeah. Pet expert Warren Eckstein talking about the Lady Gaga dog thing and whether or not, do we figure out whether that person actually got the $500,000 or not? Can you imagine getting $500,000 finally?
Haven't heard anything more, but if that person was deemed to really be completely independent of the kidnappers and had nothing to do with it, then yeah, that's what Gaga's people had said, that she would be entitled to the $500,000 reward.
Yep. Well, there's all kinds of stuff you can catch up on by listening to our DJV downloads, so that you know from day to day kind of what's going on. If you missed the program yesterday, you missed a lot, so you can get some of the important conversation in the DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all 6-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all 6-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Comments galore. You want to check out what's going on with our social media, you do it at DJV Show, whether it's Twitter or Instagram, facebook.com/DJV Show, all there for the offing. There's some smiles that you'll get from reading some of this stuff, and you'll scratch your head looking at some of the comments from some people as well. 21 after the hour.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
All right, we're in the stream here at 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Victoria, and JJ's in the spotlight right now because of all of the things we've pretty much expanded our scope of interest and time and the attention we're paying to those of you who have some thoughts. Cool, thank you very much. Comments on what you do for your health. What are people doing, or what are they saying about taking care of themselves? Jay?
Definitely eating right, getting out, walking regularly is a big comment. And I love that Corey Lynn says, eating healthy for my body and dancing more for my mind. Because so many people forget that health is not just about the physical sense, but the mental, you know, our mentality and our emotions as well. Low-carb diets, moderate daily exercise. I mean, these are great.
Yeah.
Steve Knott says, by eating real food, quote-unque the real food.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Whole foods. Real food, whole food. Yeah, not processed foods, not fast food.
Not going
to your favorite place, Doug, McDonald's.
Yeah, my favorite place. I've never been to a McDonald's in my life. However, this is always going to be the first time.
Yes, you have.
Their fries are good.
When did I go to McDonald's?
You talked about a filet of fish, and you also got a milkshake for Ed McMahon.
Oh, that was, okay. So,
yay.
Right, I did. That's true.
I bring receipts, yeah. Baby cakes.
Yeah, all right, okay. I do remember that. Ed loved, for some reason or other, those cheap, crappy McDonald's fraps or whatever the milkshakes. So whenever I'd go over and visit him, I would stop. There was a McDonald's. Well, there's McDonald's everywhere, but there was one that was, they didn't allow, Beverly Hills did not allow, there's no fast food restaurants in Beverly Hills, right? There's nothing, you can't get any, you know, there's no drugstores in Beverly, you can't find much of anything, except the upper end restaurants like the grill and stuff. But anyway, so I remember there was a place he lived up on the top of the hill on Mulholland, just as you go over the border into Beverly Hills. And so he would always, when he says, you're coming over, bring a McDonald's milkshake. So I would stop, and he liked a chocolate McDonald's
milkshake.
And
I'm sure you just got one for him. You probably didn't get one for yourself, right, because you're just a giver?
Well, I might have tasted one. How'd you remember that? That's funny. I'd forgotten about it myself.
It's a steel trap, anyway. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I know. I got it. Okay, why do people feel the right to comment on women's fertility? This has been shaking around here most of the week, has it not, Jay?
Right, exactly. With Halsey being asked if her pregnancy was an accident or not, a lot of people are just, they feel the need to comment on that. So we put that to DJV Show socials, and Bob Confer says, questions like when are you going to have a baby may seem like a lighthearted, good-natured question by the asker, but you don't know what that person has actually gone through. Maybe they haven't had a baby yet because they can't have a baby. So it's just one of those things.
Or maybe you just don't want kids. Yeah.
Or
you just say,
kids.
Are you offering? That's all you do is just say, are you offering when someone says you're going to have a baby?
Exactly. And somebody pointed out that they always got the questions, but their husband never once did.
Uh-huh. Let's get a divorce. All right, let's see. We have Gen Z and millennials feuding over the cancel culture should apply to Eminem. I've always thought he was a big waste of time anyway, so why are people spending time on this?
Gen Z are calling his lyrics violent, saying he needs to be canceled. Millennials are, well, half the millennials are saying, yeah, he should be canceled, but guess what? We've been trying for ages. It's just not going anywhere.
So why if nobody likes this guy, how does he succeed?
Well, that's only
and
half
why
the
is anybody even talking
half,
about him?
The other half of millennials are defending him, saying that his music is art. It's meant to be shocking and offensive as he pulls from real life experiences. He grew up in a very abusive household, so he has this imagery in his lyrics. And one of the songs most notably is his 2010 hit, Love the Way You Lie, featuring Rihanna, where one of the lines, it's along the lines of, if, you know, you ever try to leave me, I'm going to set this house on fire. I'm going to tie you to a bed and set this house on fire. And
lovely.
People are commenting on that, how it's just, it's not appropriate, it needs to be canceled. Other people are like, then don't listen to his music.
So romantic.
Yeah.
That's love, baby.
Yeah, sure it is. And there are a lot of comments continuing reactions to our conversations with Jonathan Tucker from Debris and comments on the program itself. All at DJV Show. Social media time is 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, talking and listening, hugging and kissing are wonderful methods of communication. But you and your pet, let's face it, don't live on a desert island. There are plenty of other people, not to mention sights, sounds, experiences, and smells that are unfamiliar and could potentially be frightening to your dog or even your cat. You know, it's really important to socialize your pets. Whether or not you live in a city, for example, you live in a suburb, sooner or later, your pet may have to go to the city, get them used to the sounds. If you live near a firehouse, they have to get used to the sounds of the siren. You know, the most important thing besides educating your pet is spending time socializing your pet to the neighborhood and all the different sounds and smells, other dogs and people walking by. Very often I'm called in when a dog moves from the suburbs to the city because he can't deal with that change. Well, if you gradually introduce your dog to it, he'll be absolutely fine. The same thing holds true if you're having a baby. Socialize the dog to the sounds of a new baby before the baby comes. This way, if you spend the time socializing your pet, it'll make it a lot easier for him to understand what's going on. I'm Warren Eckstein.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information appraisal and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris cast the tie-breaking vote Thursday to begin the debate on the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. The bill will likely face a final vote this weekend. The partisan Senate voted 50-50 before Harris broke the tie. Senator Ron Johnson, a Republican from Wisconsin, forced Senate clerks to read the entire 628-page bill on the floor. It took nearly 11 hours just to read the bloated bill. The bill will now go back to the House, which needs to approve any changes made by the Senate. The United States on Thursday announced new export restrictions for Myanmar and blocked the country's military entities from many types of trade. The new rules come in response to the escalating military crackdown on anti-coup protesters in Myanmar. Police and military officials have killed at least 54 people and arbitrarily detained over 1,700 during anti-coup protests. We are USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
NASCAR's Dion Rocco Williams, a veteran of pit road, analyzes the pits at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway for Sunday's Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube.
What I can tell you about this pit road is that these crews will have a challenge ahead of them this week. This will be NASCAR's first true test for these athletes on pit road. Now, these guys are going to have to manage a lot of things. One of six of these tracks have a curved pit road, and they're going to have to battle slickness. Las Vegas has been inherently known to be slippery. Running around the car, you're going to see a lot of stickiness laid down in the form of not VHT, but Coke syrup. Just so those guys can get grip, getting in and out of that box, around that box is going to be key, as well as those drivers blending in and off the track coming down pit road. It is definitely a veteran's pit road at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And those rookies are going to have their handful who aren't familiar with that pit road at Las Vegas.
The race at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway is Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, and can be seen on Fox. Cybersecurity group FireEye on Thursday night announced it had found evidence that hackers had exploited a flaw in Microsoft's Exchange Server email application since as early as January to target groups across a variety of sectors. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, issued an emergency directive requiring federal agencies to investigate for signs of compromise and to either patch or disconnect from the Exchange Server program. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 34 at the hour. Hello. It's the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. We're here at your service and on your side, going through some of the problems, taking some bold action, saying some things that are pretty strong, pretty focused. There are a lot of things in this country that have not been handled well or at all in the last year and a half. I guess you could go back a long ways. I was actually looking at something. I was trying to find it here. Problems that we have and how, quote-unquote, unprecedented they are, the political polarization, the inequalities in our country, the vitriolic public discourse, social fabric fraying, self-centeredness on the part of many younger people especially. I think that's not the younger people have a corner on that. I think a lot of older people do. So what do we agree on? A lot of people say, this is the worst time of my life. And I'm betting for some people, it is. But it isn't the worst time in the history of our country. There are many other things, but we seem to, because we're not focused, we don't teach people the history of our country and what is to be learned from those experiences. Because I think, don't you agree, ladies, that we all learn from our experiences, or perhaps learning about the experiences of other people, so that you 100%. Wouldn't, it's almost...
You would hope.
Absolutely,
you'd think that. So if you go back to the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, it was called the Gilded Age in American history, and you figure out what was going on in our country, it was the sort of taming of the Wild West. And as the Wild West became less wild, it actually became more wild. The number of people who were killed in the individual, you know, the old stories about the gunfight at OK Corral, people think that's very sort of, there's a romanticism that goes with some of these stories. But living where Jay lives and where Jennifer lives, not so much on the East Coast, but you went through the farm states or the ranch states or whatever, the wild open spaces onto the West Coast. This was this country was tough, and there was no law enforcement for the most part. There were no rules. The rule was, if I'm bigger and tougher than you are, then I survive and you don't. And so there was a lot of that. But when we get into the Industrial Revolution and the slavery, not only, you know, slavery for black people supposedly was over, but it wasn't over for the Chinese. There were Chinese people that were being brought in here to do a lot of work, like their railroads were built by Chinese coolies. And there are many other things structurally, especially on the West Coast, that were built by the Chinese slaves. They weren't referred to as slaves. They were referred to as coolies, but there was basically the same thing. You got paid in food and a place to sleep, and that was it. So, I mean, and then there were a lot of other things that were going on. The kind of, you know, we think rabies is sort of a modern thing. Nah, there were thousands of people dying of rabies, getting bitten by all kinds of vermin that were around. I mean, there has been a lot of stuff going on in this country over the years that most people don't know anything about. And so I bring it around to my focus currently on the Chinese. And a lot of people think, I got a note from somebody on my personal Facebook page yesterday about my talking, aren't I worried about all the negative things I say about China, as if to suggest that if the Chinese were listening, they're going to bump me off. I don't know. I haven't had that. I wasn't really thinking about it that way. But I, you know, the other side of it is that I think often about what I say about the Chinese in terms of what people hear. They hear I'm talking about China and the Chinese, so therefore they relate to it in the sense that the country of China is bad. And there's nothing further from the truth. I spent a very interesting 10 days in China about, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago, at the invitation of the Chinese government, the same basic government that's in there now, trying, this was the beginning of the throes of them, after they'd started to reap the harvest of all our businesses, they understood what Americans were all about, and they wanted to present themselves in a good light. So that started then, and it continues. And I'll give you an example of how it continues. How many people here read Time magazine? Raise your hands. Anybody beside me look at Time magazine? Nah. Mostly
well, I mean,
it's not much.
I do online
anymore.
Sometimes.
Okay. So do you see the section that's in every issue of Time magazine called China Focus? Do you
no,
see that?
I haven't read that. No.
Okay. So every issue, I happened to, on the flight last week, I picked up, for whatever the reason, I saw a cover of a Time magazine, so I grabbed a couple, because there were a couple of issues in this particular one of those Hudson News places. And so I haven't seen Time magazine for years. So I'm opening it up, and I'm reading through it, and all of a sudden I come on this big section called China Watch and China Focus. And it is presented, the Chinese daily newspaper and the Beijing Review pay Time magazine to put these inserts in to present the so-called stream of life in China.
But how does that surprise you? They've infiltrated Hollywood so that they don't have bad images.
I don't know. I guess maybe.
Paid, yeah, but magazines are so dying. I mean, they're on their very last breath.
Oh, yeah.
So
you
every
look at
magazine
all the ads
for
tobacco products and stuff.
I get two magazines delivered to my address, a Cosmo and Vanity Fair, and they both have paid inserts from whomever, anybody who wants to pay.
Yeah.
Like public access broadcasting.
Okay. So
that's not surprising. Anybody who has money can do it.
Yep, but I think I know that, and I'm not I'm not saying it's not the right thing to do to keep people going in terms of business, but I want people to know what they're getting in these inserts is complete fabrication. If you get to, let's say, the people at the Epoch Times or others who are in this country trying to present a different side of China, they're overwhelmed because they don't have the money the Chinese government does to talk about. For example, there's a focus on green tourism and how wonderful it is for the residents of China to live in some of these villages. And don't you think as an American, you ought to come over and see what we have? Why don't you come spend a week on one of our big farms and see how the Chinese, well, these are all these farms and these communes that they are writing about are all set up by the government to sort of change Americans' minds. This aim is completely at America, and it is meant to blunt, I mean, even the dullest of minds can figure this out, to blunt our attitude or our negative feelings about China based on the fact that the virus was created there, spread from there, and has raised hell all around the world with people's lives, their economy, the whole everything. And so they try to put a nice... This really crispies my critters, I'll tell you. I'm going to look through some of this stuff and see what it is. Here's an article, China aiming for new heights. China, the government says they achieved the world's largest number of space launches. And isn't that great for China? Well, in fact, they did. While we're busy trying to save ourselves, they're busy trying to set up the moon as a war zone or some sort of way for them to control more of the world by controlling the moon. And apparently, they have set a goal of 2045 in order, that's the 100-year celebration of the beginning of the People's Republic, to basically own the moon. That's what they want to do. They want to own the moon, like they own Taiwan, they own Hong Kong. So are we going to let this, are we going to play into this? Or what's going to happen? We're going to challenge him?
I mean, I don't think anyone who's reading Time magazine, like picking it up in an airport like you, I don't know that anyone is even reading that, to be honest.
Well,
because you know it's a paid insert. I'm on their website right now, and there's a reason why I've never seen any of it, because it doesn't exist on the website. So they're just taking
print.
Their money and just keeping, that's how they're keeping the magazine in print, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just think we ought to know.
My point is, I just don't know how far that's going.
I don't know what they're... But I think the other side of it is, Victoria, that I want people to know or be able to think about what it is that they're presenting or how they're presenting themselves. You know the story of Jack Ma? M-A? Do you know who he is?
Mm-mm.
He's probably... Familiar. Yeah. He's the self-made tech guy in China. Runs Alibaba.
Oh, Alibaba,
that's
okay.
The big e-commerce that's kind of like Microsoft here, right? Isn't it sort of cut out of the same thing? So
it's
this guy's...
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, okay. 56 years old, and he's disappeared. Nobody knows where he is. He was speaking out against the... Apparently, because he made a lot of money, he's been making a lot of noise, too. And so the story is... Let's see. This is in... What day is this? This is the 18th. So that would be last month. According to the Chinese leadership has been asked where he is, and they say, we don't know.
Maybe check the moon.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they do with anybody who makes money, and they hold them. Remember that Chinese actress? She's like the most famous actress in China. She's been in a few American movies. I think she was in that movie, The Meg, and she was in something else with Jason Statham. But, she disappeared for weeks. And then all of a sudden she came forward at a press conference and said, oh, well, I owed back taxes and I apologize to the Chinese government. It was like a script, basically.
Right.
So
yeah.
That's what they do. So they're holding him. They're going to, you know, threaten his family. They're going to extort him for money. And then he's going to have to come out and make a statement that, you know, he was wrong and blah, blah, blah. That's what they do.
You know. You were taught, I can link what you started out with and where you ended up, Doug, because this is like freewheeling thought. And this is... that we get really distracted, and I'm using air quotes here, by how bad things are in our country. And that distraction is pretty unwarranted because, by and large, we have things pretty good in this country. Even our poor have things better than the poor around the world. And
right.
So that, to me, is a distraction from what's really important, that China and big global interests want to eat our lunch. And
that's right.
If we think we have trouble now... just wait and see until that happens. And so I think pointing out the fact that they're infiltrating our media, our radio, our publications, Hollywood, I think it's important.
There's a station in that's licensed right across the border from San Diego in Tijuana that spews, it's a 50,000-watt signal, spewing Chinese propaganda into Southern California all day, every day. I want to maybe for a minute remind you about some of the services that we offer here, including DJV Health, the health show with Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell every weekend on most of the same stations that carry the DJV program. Dr. Ken's the most recent DJV show, the DJV Health Show podcast. One of them focuses on people and what really goes on in your home as to exposure to COVID. What really is, Ken did an interesting expose about what we can find in our homes that may give us COVID. If you haven't even thought about that, how clean is your home? When you come home, what do you do with your clothes, for example? I think there's some really great questions here. Are you washing? Do you change your clothes every day? If you've been out and about, you know, you may have a mask on, but the stuff, you could have things on your clothes that could really cause a problem. Also, another recent DJV Health Show podcast, Ken Kronhaus talks about his favorite drug for increasing testosterone. You know, women need testosterone. Do you have yours measured, all three of you, when you have your blood work done? You know, estrogen gets measured. Do you know how much testosterone there is in your system? And
I
what?
Think so. I don't know. Huh? I think the last time I had, like, extensive blood work done, yes, but...
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's important to know.
And I think I'm a little low, kid.
You think you are? All right, so anyway, situation, Ken is very thorough when it comes to research and finding out what's going on with the medical journals, and he explains all of those things and how they affect us on these podcasts. Check them out, djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
That meeting's starting at 4. Can I get those projections?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Karen, do these numbers look right to you?
Like at Mia's research firm. To hit client deadlines, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com. If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on DJV Health with answers to your questions. And certainly there are always questions, there are continuing questions about COVID. There seems to be some information floating around, Ken, that people who get the, well, not even if they get it, but if people worrying about it, there's a lot of depression and anxiety, even some suicides related to COVID. Is that how? What are the numbers there? What do you know about the numbers?
The mental health in America is not good right now from COVID. And I'm so hoping that as we get to herd immunity and we all get our lives back, which, you know, again, the Biden administration is telling us by December, and I'm being an optimist and hoping it's before then. But if that's the end of it, we can just all get vaccinated and these variants don't occur, that's what's going to get us to the end, and that's when the mental health is going to improve. But out of the Journal of the American Medical Association Network Open this week, we learned that one-third of adults in America are reporting experiencing symptoms of anxiety or depression as a result of COVID-19 pandemic. So if you have over 300 million people, you know, you're talking about over 100 million people with new depression and anxiety because of this darn pandemic. That's a lot. A lot of people. That's a big problem. And any healthcare provider is experiencing this, seeing this. Anyone who has family and friends or themselves is experiencing this. You're not alone. It's to be expected. We're just all tired and fed up with this. But just hang in there a little bit, because I wasn't able to say this, but we're seeing dramatic decreases, 50 to 70% decrease. Look at the curves, exponential decrease in the number of cases. We're now seeing dramatic decreases in hospitalization and beginning to see decrease in deaths. So it's not a time to give up your caution and safety and doing all the things we tell you to do, but it's a time for great hope, because if we continue this and all get immunized, I sound like a broken record, the end is going to occur of this nightmare, and we're going to be able to all get our lives back. It is really out there.
All right. So there are people who are asking about vitamins, supplements, that sort of thing, not as a substitute for the vaccines, but I wonder, because we've talked a lot about zinc and vitamin C and that sort of stuff. There have been trials that have been done. Is this something you recommend that people continue? Do they have a better chance after vaccines, even taking things like zinc and vitamin C, to prevent themselves from getting this?
Well, the best evidence is in vitamin D. You want to make sure you're getting, you know, depending on your age, usually about at least 1,000 units, but talk to your doctor, of vitamin D a day. And also, just eat healthy, get your exercise. You know, if you want to take a multivitamin, make sure you get enough vitamin C. Maybe some zinc helps. The studies, some show it does, some show it doesn't. Maybe it'll help. But the key is just doing what we tell you all the time to live a heart healthy life. That's will give you maximum protection, but what is going to give you ultimate protection is when all of us get vaccinated.
All right, let's get off of COVID for a minute and talk about exercise. Questions about how exercise may help to curb migraines. Also, exercise boosts the ability of men as they get older to have a healthy heart. There's no reason not to exercise, right? Would you say that?
If you haven't been in an exercise program, you want to talk to the doctor about doing it beforehand. But there's more great news about my favorite medication, my drug, which is exercise. I say that tongue in cheek, but the American Academy of Neurology's annual meeting in April, they're going to present a paper that exercise is an effective way to reduce migraine triggers, but especially effective with triggers such as stress, depression, and trouble sleeping. And guys, as the testosterone goes down, the best effective treatment is exercise. And only when the testosterone is so low to think about replacement.
Yeah. All right. So there it is. Exercise, 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 exercise. That certainly seems to be the answer to lots of questions. You've been listening to Questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.